Joe.
All right, everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind. What'd he say?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you? I don't know. Jesus is coming?
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so...
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Yo.
I just rubbed my eye.
Yeah?
It looks like it.
Have you ever seen, it looks like it, have you ever seen the videos like where people will be like in an MRI machine or whatever one of those like CAT scan things is, and it's like an optometrist to show you what happens to your eye when you, like everybody rubs their eyes, right? Does anybody not do that? Yeah. So like, you know, you get tired, you rub your eye or it itches or something. Your eyes move back into your head so much. It's like, it's pretty graphic and gross. It makes me not want to do it anymore.
I'm one of those people that can't touch their eyeball, so I can't wear contacts.
Oh, man.
Like, it grosses me out to touch
your Phil said, it looks like you've been crying. You've been crying, Brett?
Yeah, I miss Josh.
Yeah, I do miss Josh. I love contacts. I wish I had some right now, but I ran out and they're expensive, so... I'm waiting until the summer. When I'm more active during the summer, I wear them.
Looks like I'm the only one in the room with 20/20 vision.
And you still run into trees and rocks.
Not, I do.
That's not true.
You got LASIK, right?
Yeah, I have 20/20 vision.
Boom.
Natural.
Noah, tell everybody why you're injured.
You're all natural, Noah.
Yeah.
You boys, I don't want to spend all night reining you in, but I will do it. Tell us how you got injured, Noah. Oh, yeah, Noah's injured, by the way, guys.
I didn't get injured.
Okay, go ahead and jump up for me real quick and run across the room and come back.
Well, I'm not on camera. So
Okay.
You just did.
If you just lean up, everyone will hear.
It'll happen how injury in this podcast. It will.
So, Noah.
If you hear a squeal, it's going
to
be me.
Noah's a little out of control on the slopes.
I just decided to be Pod Blesses Intrusive Thoughts. So they're going to be talking. I'm just going to chime in.
Off camera? No.
Off camera.
Yeah.
Out of control and bad at snowboarding are two different things.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't call him bad at it. I've seen people bad at it.
Dude gets hurt every year.
Because I'm always trying something cool.
It's part of the game.
What were you trying to do this time that you got hurt?
I was trying to be like Shaun White.
Oh, you don't have the hair, bud.
And
no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or skill.
I got the swagger, though.
I'm not sure. Josh said, is he in a full halo? Oh, man.
I've seen him play Call of Duty. He should probably switch to Halo.
Do you remember Halo?
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty great.
We seriously need to do a Call of Duty live stream.
You think people would watch that?
Just the conversations we'd have while just getting mad.
I mean, I'm in. I'm not that good.
Yeah, we know.
So I guess that makes it funny, right? I'm good enough. I hung in there with your fellas that one night with the good team that you play with.
No, they play on not hardcore, which
I know, it's
is
the
not
worst.
Fun.
It makes it harder.
It makes it... Much
harder and strategic.
No, I disagree. You have to be way more prepared and purposeful with your movement when it's hardcore because you know if you get caught, you're done. Yeah. Greg, Pac-Man is legitimate. That's a video game. That counts. Pac-Man, Galaga, what else? Dig Dug.
That is true.
I was really good at Space Invaders.
My mic does echo. I don't know why. I thought we fixed that with the audio. It doesn't matter.
You make good enough money at the post office. You make good enough money at the
Don't
church.
Don't tell people where I work, man.
That you can buy a new headset. You need to go buy the $100 PlayStation one that's wireless. It's awesome.
There's no way I'm spending $100. I don't know how much money you think I make, but I am not spending $100 on a headset for a game.
Sell one of your kids.
Your backpacks.
I haven't bought a backpack in like months.
Sell one of your kids.
Sell a child? I'm sure that sounds terrible.
Multiple headsets.
Huh? Could just sell
that's
a kidney.
Multiple headsets.
What's a kidney worth? Like $30,000? More than $30,000? We got off mic Lexi over there.
Looked it up. No,
if it's
looked hey, it up.
If the number's right, I mean,
I watched a Vice news story.
Josh said sell backpacks to Noah. I love that. That's the thing. Yeah, I have a habit. I have a bit of a backpack habit.
If you
I'm
sold
sorry.
10 backpacks what do you got? For $10,
the average cost, like through the medical system, for an a kidney transplant is $445,000.
Dude, time out. All right.
Sorry, Chris Jackson said go sell plasma. You can do that. They'll buy your plasma.
This would be a great walk into my segment here.
Oh, okay. You want to go ahead?
I'll go ahead.
Okay. Hold on. I think I have an old intro for you in here somewhere.
Selling
just
plasma.
Do it a little bit.
Your segment selling plasma?
I mean, it kind of goes along with
what's the dodgeball movie where he says we can sell blood and semen? What? Not mixed together.
You don't remember
that one line?
Gosh. Like, why do you think about what you say before you say
You
it?
Don't remember that? That's
no, I have no clue what you're talking about.
They're trying to raise money to get to the dodgeball tournament.
Not allowed watching movies over PG-13.
In dodgeball.
Is it called dodgeball?
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, in the dodgeball movie's called dodgeball?
The true underdog story.
I don't have your insight.
Josh is feeling me. He already knew.
You get the... That's your... Go ahead. That's your intro.
Is it done? I can't hear.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Off mic Noah with his segment. All right,
wait, not yet. I'm just using.
All right. Speaking of selling like body parts, I recently discovered Twitter, which I just learned is now known as X.
Yeah, Twitter is X now.
It is the wild west of social media.
Sidebar, do you still tweet on X or do you X? Like, is that a verb now?
I just X'd.
Yeah, is that like seriously, is that what they...
I think that, doesn't that mean ecstasy?
I mean, I think they call ecstasy X, but I don't think anyone says that they... X'd when they did ecstasy.
I just took some X.
Yes, that is how you would say that effectively. Josh said he was typing it 20 seconds before you said it, Brett, so he gets the credit for...
I don't think so.
Anyways.
Yeah, so you can sell body parts?
I discovered, like, I got tired of TikTok, tired of Instagram, like, watching the reels and, like, TikToks.
Okay.
You get on Twitter, there's no rules. You can watch the most terrifying things on Twitter.
Dude, I went through a...
Wait a second. And so, when you say no rules, like they don't monitor their content?
Not really.
Content?
They'll post a little warning like, hey, this is graphic, but that's about it.
I went through a... phase? Joey knows.
You told me about
no,
this.
I think I'm in that phase.
I went through a phase where I was watching like shooting videos.
Yeah,
like,
no. I'm watching like car crashes, shooting videos, and fights right now on Twitter.
So the fights are awesome.
They're crazy.
World star.
And but it's like, you know, there's kids out here recording them, and now we are able to find them now. Like, World Star's dead. It's Twitter.
So there's no editing. Like, what happened.
There's just like, yeah, it's not like...
I don't need anybody
reports it. They're just like, this is Twitter. Get off.
I watched a dude shoot another dude.
Yeah, like cartel videos on there.
It's just,
it's crazy.
I'm not sure
that you don't believe it until you see it.
X is where we post all the after-hour stuff for Pod Bless Justice.
So, like, I was watching one video, and it was Vice News, actually, and it was they followed an actual underground guy in Mexico.
Like, crossing the border?
Wasn't a cartel guy. He was just a guy that knows a shady doctor that he would walk around on the streets, and he'd be like, hey, are you in money trouble? I'll pay you $12,000 for a kidney. Like, and they would go to his apartment... And the doctor would do some, like, secret blood tests on him and, like, make sure the kidney's compatible. And then he would take his kidney out. They'd ship it to the U.S. in 4 hours. And, like, all these high-value patients would pay, like, $30,000 in the USA for it.
Rich people.
Did he give them $12,000, though?
Yeah. He would still give, like, he would just go prey on the homeless. But then, like, there's cartels. Cartels will kidnap people down there and then bring them to that doctor. And they'll drug them and then take the kidney.
That's not just a movie thing? Because, like, that's the thing. Like, you wake up in a bathtub of ice and they'd store your kidney.
Real life. And that's not including, like, there's, like, I found this Twitter page for, like, gang violence, which never do. Like, don't condone it. But, like, it's crazy.
That's good advice, though. Don't be in gangs.
It's crazy. Like, they just openly post drive-by videos on there. Like,
dude, I watched a video.
Like, crimes?
Dude, anything.
I watched a video of this guy at a shooting range. And he was, like, getting taught by the instructor or whatever. Whatever they were doing. And the instructor's like teaching him how to like walk up and shoot or whatever. And the guy takes his gun and he's like, okay. And then he goes like that. And then he just turns it on himself.
Yeah.
It's live. You don't, I mean, you would think they would cut that out, but it's.
How do you get that out of your brain?
So I ended up.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, that stinks.
So.
Like, no, it's not
funny, but
you just go down rabbit holes. Like,
yeah. I found a video of that shooting down in Covington where like.
Which one?
A couple months ago when the mom dropped her daughter off for the fight and then the neighbor came out. I found a video of that on Twitter.
Alyssa said, if you think Twitter's crazy, get on Reddit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I know about Reddit. I don't like that.
Reddit's
out of hand.
Wait, hold on. Time out. You're afraid of Reddit?
Well, yeah, because I'll look up like Call of Duty stuff on there and stuff because that's where all like the good info is. And like, It's just wild on there.
I have since got off of the shooting stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm strictly fights now. That's all I watch.
So you're telling me that Reddit is like the truest of internet freedoms,
Reddit,
which means you can find helpful things,
Reddit's
but then
like,
you can also fall into some
Reddit's
terrible
Reddit's like
things.
You have a question and you want it answered, and but you don't. Anybody can answer it.
Reddit's,
it's like Wikipedia.
It's crowdsourced.
I put it as like Twitter if martial law was declared on Reddit. Like, there's wild stuff on there, but then again, like,
there is good information.
The people are all hiding behind a screen, and like, nobody cares on Reddit, so.
Yeah.
It's wild.
This is the age-old debate of, like, does the internet bring more good than harm?
I mean, it's educational videos, if you think about it.
Why do you need to see those?
Well, like, you'd learn not to put your hand in acid in a factory.
You didn't know that before?
Well, you didn't know it would happen officially. You always see the warnings, but they never show you
why. I think that's why the warning gets there, is because someone did it on accident. And
I feel
like, oh,
some
we should put a sign up
on they're just there because they just don't want you trying it. Like fireworks, you're not supposed to throw
shoot
fire
in your hand.
Yeah, if we didn't have the internet.
What, it, war about to break out in Texas? Did I miss something?
Fill us in.
Is it on Twitter?
Oh, no. This is the... The Texas National Guard, the Texas, I don't know if they're called National Guard, their state police or state guard at the border won't let the federal government's trying to come in and like reopen it, I think, and the state of Texas is like holding the, like, they won't let them in.
They're tearing down the fence, and then Texas is like, we're just going to put it right back up behind you, and then it's getting out of hand.
Did you know if we took Texas and just like flattened it, it was just flat land? There's enough land for everybody in the United States to have like 3 acres just in Texas.
What?
Yeah.
It's a lot of room.
Is that true?
Activities.
Yeah.
That's a lot of room for every human.
Yes, in the United States.
We have that much extra land here?
It's like parents and two kids, like a family of four.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That's still amazing. We have so much room here. Don't mess with Texas or you get the horn, says Josh. That is an interesting debate. So there's a state that has an international border, which is also obviously the nation's international border. And now the state and the nation have different
Texas is always
wants.
Texas is always trying to they're always saying that we're just going to break off into our own country.
They used to be their own country, right?
I know, I'm just saying they're
Are they the only state that was ever its own country? Pretty sure.
Yeah.
California like was close at some point, I think, but
do we even want California anymore?
California's gorgeous.
Yeah, but do we want California?
California, yeah. Depends on some of the people though.
Do we want California?
I mean, geographically, yes.
We don't.
Have you seen the redwoods?
Nope.
They're gorgeous.
Big trees.
Yeah.
Big old trees.
Big trees in China.
There's just some pockets of people that, you know.
I don't believe it. There's
very
crazy videos.
You don't believe what?
We're in Texas. I don't believe it.
Did you read about it?
I mean, I saw some stuff, but there ain't no good videos.
No, well, not yet.
Check Twitter.
He said it's about to break out. There won't be any conflict there. It's not the first time the government has gone against a city or state. It's just not. I mean, there's been all kinds of rebellions that... I mean, pretty sure Washington marched a group against was that the Whiskey Rebellion, right? When they tried to raise whiskey tax? Nobody? Right after the Revolutionary War to pay for stuff? All right, okay. Nope, never mind. They tried to raise the whiskey tax, and they thought that that would help to generate funds, but what it did was it, like, hit the people who could afford the least amount of things, and so they got mad and just wouldn't pay it. And they started just, like, tarring and feathering all the tax collectors and stuff. And then, like, I'm pretty sure Washington himself, like, marched federal troops into the town to break the rebellion. It was, thank you, Lexi.
We're boring, Josh.
I haven't seen any videos of that on Twitter, but, I mean, I saw, so gang violence is going down. I can say that.
That's good.
They're not shooting each other. The new thing for gangs I've seen is they make them strip down to their boxers, and they'll make them run down the street calling their mom.
That's way better than getting shot.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a huge improvement.
Like, they're
on
not even
shot.
Jumping them. They're just like, they're trying to make a fool of them now, and they post on social media. It's kind of funny.
Well, that's better.
George Washington never did that.
Okay. Are you done with your segment?
I mean, I guess.
I think that was good. That was good on the fly. That was well done. Josh wants to see that video, but I don't know what he means by that video.
Of the gangsters running down in their underwear?
Oh, my goodness. All
I'll
right.
send you a link to the page.
I think I'm going to go next, Brett. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Sweet.
Sit down and listen up to what Joey's got to say.
Okay, so it's winter. Do you guys know that? Nobody?
No, we didn't.
Whiskey taxes. Brian Carson. Whiskey taxes. The region I switched to bourbon.
Only been freezing
yeah.
outside.
So it has been really, really cold out. Really cold. Like in the negatives at some points, right? On Sunday, I was driving into church, and my thermometer in the truck said 7. That's not enough numbers, you guys, for temperature. It's not good. It could snow tonight. My wife and my sister already have a snow day tomorrow, which means I guess my daughter does too, because she goes to school there too. But that's down in Williamstown.
Yeah,
though.
We discussed this.
We
why
did,
they're
yeah.
already off.
So they already have a snow day down there, which is hey great because we can hang out. But what do you guys do? What's one of the first things you do if you know you have to go out in the cold?
Start your car
early. Yeah, I love auto start. Never had a car with that before until my most recent one. Amazing. But if you know you have to go out in the cold, what's one of the first things you're going to do?
Oh, I'd
yeah,
put,
come
a,
on.
Put a jacket on?
Yeah. Noah, what do you think?
He grabs his board, bro.
I do. I mean,
but
I'm just like slopes.
Have you ever snowboarded shirtless?
Yeah.
In the wind, like not in
it
the.
It was like April.
Okay, yeah, because they do the thing there. All right, open the door, says Phil. Put sandals on. Chris, you're right. Josh says he changes his underwear. Most people put on clothes. Most times you layer, especially if you know it's going to be like 0 degrees out. You would layer. You know, you get your base layer and then the middle and then you got your top coats and then maybe something else even on top of that. This weekend, there were football games. I don't know if you guys heard about the NFL. They're out there. They have these games. They play football. It could be. Who knows? They played them in some cold areas. What's up, Matt? Like Kansas City, Buffalo, some really cold spaces. Now, in Buffalo, they had to push the game back because it was so cold that there was an emergency. And so that game got played later. But in Kansas City, I think at one point they said it was going to be negative. Was it negative 30?
Like
it felt like
25 or 30.
That was in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, in Kansas City, it was like it was negative 30. In Buffalo, they were paying the fans $20 an hour. If you were 18 or older, whoever wanted to do it could come to the stadium and shovel snow so they could even have their game.
They
crazy.
Had a special order. The governor gave them a special order.
Yeah,
too.
Had to.
You know why I hate Buffalo?
You hate Buffalo?
Yeah. Well, the Bills specifically.
Really?
Specifically.
They're fans of the team. The
Bills specifically.
No.
I like the Bills. All right, go ahead. Why?
In general.
Because they get a little bit of snow up there, which was a lot. It was a lot.
3 feet.
Yeah, they get some snow
up
there.
A little bit.
And then their hillbilly redneck turd ball fans are throwing snowballs the entire game at players trying to make a play on the field. Did
I
you
loved
not
it.
See that one? No,
I
that's stupid.
It. I love the throwing of the snow.
They were jumping through flaming tables before that.
Yeah, and who does that? What logic is there behind
the Bills Mafia does it, okay?
Who cares? The Bills Mafia sucks.
Wow. Relax. Hey, Brett said that. Not anyone else on the show. That's just Brett.
No.
You're crazy,
I respect
man.
No,
yeah,
they can't even they can't even beat the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals were not very good.
That they were good, but okay. So let's go to the Chiefs game though, where it was -20 to -30. I think people have said here, -20 to -30 degrees, which is really really cold. The problem is a lot of fans come to these games, right? And that's not necessarily a problem. You could go to the game and bundle up like a normal person. Most people did that. There were a select few though that I saw on the broadcast for these games that were shirtless in the stadium in -20 to -30 degree weather. So.
Yeah, Chris, but they don't jump through them.
The sea Phil threw a snowball today. yeah. So there's a difference between now some people you'll be out and it'll be kind of cold and they'll be like, oh, it's really cold. And other people say, oh, it's not that cold. And there is a level of cold where you can have a preference to the cold, right? If you just think warm thoughts, maybe you'll be fine. At -30, it doesn't matter what you think is cold. If you leave skin exposed for any amount of time, you're going to get damaged. And for a long period of time, you will get frostbite. And so I have this little article up here. After the Kansas City Chiefs game, 69 people were treated by the fire department. Half of them showed signs of hypothermia, which is normal. That's going to happen. That's normal. True story. Sorry. So 15 of those people had to go to the hospital, and 3 of them were treated for frostbite. And one of the people who got treated for frostbite was on the broadcast swinging their shirt around with their shirt off the whole time. And like, I get it that people are drinking at these events, but how can you be that dumb to have like life-altering injuries because you wanted to be shirtless in negative 30-degree weather?
Natural selection.
So you're saying none of them should have been allowed treatment?
No.
You're right. That taxes our medical
system.
Your
stupidity, why should we allow the taxpayers to, especially being seen by the firefighters? I know they don't really do anything anyway. I'm just teasing.
Wow. Man, Brett is on fire today, ripping the Bills Mafia and the fire department. Do you want to walk the fire department one back anymore?
No, I was just teasing about that one.
Thank you for your service.
But still, they are wasting those guys' time.
Yeah. Like they could be, you know, putting out fires or helping other people who are cold, and maybe there's people in their homes who, like, couldn't get heat or the heat went out that they could be helping, but instead they're helping these dumb fans.
The governor, on his order, he was like, we are going to stay on, like, these 4 roads all night just so Bills Mafia can get to the stadium. And they were like,
Didn't they give them, like, a route?
They literally gave them a route. Yeah. They were like, we're going to have snowplows going 24/7 this route, long as, like, you can get to the stadium here.
And Josh Allen is just not that good. I mean,
I don't get what Josh is saying there.
How about the wing those for Asbury University students from the Red River Gorge?
I don't get what, did we...
Oh, yeah, they had to get medevaced out.
Oh, I did hear about that. Yes, like they were hiking at the gorge and got trapped out there. Yeah. He said, Josh says about Chimney Top. I think we've been there. Yeah, that's nuts. But, yeah, so here's the deal, you guys. If you're going to go to a sporting event, here's what I was going to ask. Do you think, like, stadium security, do you think they should be, like, going around, like, hey, put your shirt back on, idiot? Do you think that's on them at all?
No.
So you think it's just, hey, if you're going to come in here shirtless, that's on you.
No, you paid your $200 for your ticket. Do what you want.
Yeah, if you want to die.
I heard people were really upset because their beers were just instantly freezing.
Pictures of that as soon as they opened, I saw a bottle of water, too. The guy opened it and just insta-froze because it was that cold.
Did you see the video of the dude, like, when they were shoveling snow in the stadium? He, like,
sliding down.
Yes. Yeah, like, sick.
I would, man... If it was like that, I would totally go to Paul Brown's or Paycor Stadium and shovel snow down. That'd just be fun just to say you did.
I'd do anything for our Lord and Savior, Joe Burrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Y'all are controversial tonight.
So everything I've said is not as bad as what
he said. But you were...
Have you ever heard a lot of BMass before the Bengals game?
Yes, I have heard. You told me about it.
Have you ever seen the mailman guy on TikTok?
Little stank
booty.
I think Josh is right.
He's like Bengals famous now.
Alcohol is harder to freeze than water. Like I think it has a lower freezing point.
There's videos of them taking like water out and like instantly like the life waters are just installed.
It's pretty cool.
Rocks.
Would you go to, if there was a Bengals playoff game, then it was -30, would you go?
No, I can watch it. I can enjoy it from my couch.
It's nice and warm at my house. Yeah. I can get a fire going and sit next to it. Like
if it were not that cold.
Yeah.
If it was even 0.
Yeah, yeah. I think my cutoff line is no temperature, 0.
I mean, I work outside in it.
But you wouldn't.
I'm perfectly fine with it.
You go -30?
I've literally been outside for the past 3 nights in a row.
Oh. I think you're right, though, Brett. Anyone coming out of that stadium, they're like, I need help. Like, sorry.
Well, should have thought about that.
Should have kept your shirt on, bud.
I mean, did you see the Chiefs field? Like, it was heated and it was still frozen.
No.
Yeah.
They said it was, like, falling on cement. Like, imagine getting tackled.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes' helmet broke, which is pretty cool.
He deserved every second of it.
Yeah, his helmet cracked on a hit, and then they stopped the game for him to go get new equipment. Normally, they would make you use a timeout, but whatever. So, yeah, that's my thing. Frostbit fans, just put a shirt on. That's ridiculous. And stop being so just crazy. You got anything for
anybody
us?
Yeah, I do. What? But they just want their 5 minutes of fame. Get on TV.
I got on TV, Mom.
Yeah, and you also lost your fingers or yeah. whatever.
It only took me three fingers and a toe.
I was going to say nipples, but I thought you'd be mad about that.
Can that happen?
You freeze,
can they freeze it off?
I don't know.
Because I've heard people say that before, like as an expression.
Yeah, it's colder than a...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. You got a segment?
Yeah.
Story time with Brett. Noah, can you do a yee-hee? You're in Josh's seat.
If I maybe move up and down my leg, I probably could.
Yeah, it'll be your... Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Brett, what you got?
So Noah brought up social media earlier.
Okay.
So I've been on TikTok, Facebook. They're always on Facebook. Mm-hmm. More on Facebook, I think. You all know what I'm talking about because we talked about it earlier. But those stupid videos where they're like, check this out, perfect prank on your wife. And it takes like 45 minutes to get to the actual kind of funny part.
Or maybe there never is.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to see how long they can get you.
That drives me nuts, and it almost makes me want to throw my phone.
Oh, the clickbait titles. You don't like those.
No, it'd be like, oh, the funniest prank ever on my wife, and he's like, they take you through the prank that they're doing, and it takes literally 20 minutes, and then you get to it, and it's not that funny.
Have you seen the videos from, like, Daily Mail where, like, they'll post a video of, like, dog fell in a ravine, and then, like, they give the whole backstory in words, nobody talking, and it's just like, and now the dog's in the ravine. Someone hopped in and saved it, and it was all good. Like, they have to
make
the...
I have not seen that.
So the problem is, they have to make the videos 2 minutes to get ad revenue out of it. So a lot of these videos, they milk them for, like, 45 seconds.
So they're just doing it for the money.
One that got me, and then I realized that genre of video existed, was these people were... It was, like, a guy and his wife, I guess, they were, like, allegedly spray painting a wedding dress. And it just caught my eye because I was like, wait, you can't spray paint it. And they spent like 20 minutes on this thing. Like, it's going to look so great. It's going to be so cool. And when they finished, they showed it, and it was just clearly destroyed and terrible. And like, they knew it was terrible, but they just wanted to see if they could get you to watch for 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, they got me. Never again. I vowed in that moment. Never again.
Yeah. Except for when the next one pops up and you're like, maybe this one might be funny. Or like... The other one is because everybody does a cooking one.
What? Sorry, Noah said the comments were messed up, but we're good.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know how like people do cooking videos?
Yeah.
So like recipes, showing you how to make a recipe. And then you're just sitting there watching, and it's only like you think I would not eat that or drink that or whatever. And you just wasted, I don't know, 15 minutes watching this video.
Yeah. I like to watch...
It drives me nuts.
I like to watch chefs critique other, like, videos like that. And they're, like, rank it. Like, hey, I would eat that or I would never touch that. Like, that... Because they actually know what they're talking about.
I fall into, like, the best moments of, like, certain people. Like, best moments of Gordon Ramsay. Just him 20 minutes of insulting chefs.
He's skilled.
They're great.
He's really good at...
You know he sits there, looks in the mirror, and, like, says something to himself.
You think
night.
He practices?
100%. You don't just say those.
I'm just picturing him alone in the bathroom, like, insulting himself just so he can get good at it. He is... What I like the memes where it's, like, Gordon Ramsay talking to an adult, and he just says the most terrible, horrible thing to them. And then it's Gordon Ramsay talking to a child. He's like, oh, sweetie, you're wonderful. You're perfect. Yeah. Yes, yes. He's so nice to kids and just... Relentless to the adults. So that's what you're watching instead of, you know, people killing themselves.
Yeah, that's my new
that's
thing.
Good. Yeah, that's probably
I'm
good.
Going back, though.
It's like our podless shorts. They're pretty misleading.
Why?
Huh? I don't know whoever makes them. Just they're misleading.
Hey, he's pretty good at what he does.
He tries his best, I think.
He's better than the other guy we had. I don't even know. We didn't have another guy.
I was going to say, who was that? Man, another guy.
And he doesn't even get paid for it.
There's a whole genre of content that just shouldn't be made, right? Like I don't need a 20-minute video of nothing that happened. So the issue there, though, is like people make the cash off of it.
Yeah.
Right? So
it's like this podcast. People probably don't need to listen to it. But
no one needs to. Absolutely not. I mean, I'm glad you do if you're with us, but.
It makes your brain cells happy.
If every podcast stopped tomorrow, we'd survive.
I heard Rogan is going to be falling off of Spotify. His deal's up.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
They'll re-up him if he wants it. I mean,
I think he holds the cards, right? In that.
He doesn't I mean, he could probably start his own thing, but
yeah, but he's not going to make $300 million.
That's a lot of money.
What Joe would you Rogan. What would you do with $300 million?
I would tithe off of it first.
$30 million?
That'd be a lot, yeah.
Would you quit your job? Would you resign your job?
No, but I would do it for no pay. So, I mean, so that people who didn't have that kind of money would get
so
paid.
So then you couldn't get then you you couldn't get fired, really? You just come in and...
I never thought about it like that. Okay, so maybe then I... maybe I'd do it for just enough
just
to
come
where...
in and preach whatever you want, literally.
Just
not
walk
even
in
from
like disheveled and everything. Hey, guys, what's up?
Not even from the Bible.
Wasn't even there at 10:30, just rolled in at like 11:15. Just walk up. Oh, sorry, guys, a little late there.
Today I'm preaching out of the Quran.
They're like, get out of here. All right, no, I would... Yeah, I think I would keep... I would like to keep doing this. I think that would free up... Man, the things we could do... would be amazing. The potential we could use that money for ministry would be pretty cool. I would also buy a lot of land out west for us to go visit whenever we wanted.
What would you do if I had tie $30 million, but I designated it?
We'd have to go look at something. I would tell you that a tithe is not designated, but an offering is. So if you made $300 million. And you tie $30 million, I'd say that's your offering. If you want to designate anything else, you can
how
give
mad would
additional.
You be, though, if somebody did that to you,
why would I be mad?
Yeah, if it was something stupid, like
I mean, you'd have to talk to them about like, hey, yeah, if they're like, yeah, I'm gonna give this, but you have
for
to use it for
lot,
just cotton candy machines.
Every time like, the parking lot needs to be repaved, every
just $30 million just sitting there doing nothing. Yeah, then I would ask them if I could invest that to make money off of it, so that then we could use that money to.
And they're like, yeah. No.
Well, we'd have to have a chat.
So you would turn it away?
No, I didn't say that. I said we'd have to have a chat.
Or you'd just be like, yeah, we're not using it for that, and then use it for that.
That is unethical.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. I'm not sure it's illegal, but I think it's unethical, and I think it might even be illegal.
I think it is illegal.
Yeah. Like, if something is legitimately designated, we have to use it that way. Otherwise, oh my goodness, that would be bad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think Noah's right. We're not getting
what?
The comments.
Yeah, no, I had to go to Facebook and start reading them because
Joey
did
they stop
listen.
Coming in?
Well, yeah, I tried saying that.
You didn't say it very well, my dude. How do
Can
I
you refresh it?
But we'd find a way. We'd find a way to use it.
All right, now let's catch back up from 20 minutes ago.
Oh man, you think there's that?
They're not coming up.
Boom! Oh right.
Leon answered our question.
What did Leon say?
It's illegal.
I thought it was illegal. I knew it was illegal. Yes. Yeah, if someone designates something.
Yeah, so, for example, say that I designate money to do...
Like world evangelism.
Yeah.
Like, we can't just take that and...
And spend it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Like, you can't just use... You have to designate... If something designated, you can... But if it's just for, like, general giving, then
yeah,
you can't. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's catch up here. Let's catch up
30 mil, I'm for sure just bringing $1 million one day and dropping it in the plate just to flex on everybody. And
that would be hilarious.
See it.
Imagine the counters that morning. Like, they're just regularly counting, and there's just $1 million.
All in singles.
How much space?
Mom would be like...
See, it would be epic. That would be just to drop it in
just
there.
Just to
like,
flex.
In cash.
Yeah.
Just drop the suitcase in the...
What does $1 million in hundreds look like? Like, look at up.
It's
look
gotta
up,
be. I think it's like a brief.
Jenna,
case.
Look up how much space $1 million and $100 bills would take up just physically. And while she's doing that, let's catch up to our comments here. Here we go, right here. Sounds like a real pastor's heart. I don't even know what he's talking about there. Oh, not helping the people that were frozen. Yeah. So, yeah, to answer your question, Josh, the comments are not fixed yet.
We thought we had it.
It was going really well there, and then it wasn't.
Brian Carson watching Salt. Have you ever seen that guy?
The
yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to eat something that's
dude,
falling off.
He's so cringy. Did you see the picture, like the whole controversy with Messi and him? Like, apparently he was an investor in the team, so he like thought he could run in the World Cup and like take pictures of everybody. And like he touched the trophy, and it was like, it's like a sacred thing of like, unless you're a player or a coach, you can't touch a trophy.
Sorry, Matt Barber. Counters be like, man, somebody donated $500,000.
Sweet.
Then their jackets just fill. Like, you wearing a bulletproof vest today?
Pastor Joe, I've been thinking about leaving. See ya.
Yeah. Hey, Pastor Derek says, Brian says a million singles is like a full plywood sheet 4 feet high. But Pastor Derek says he's going to be here February 17th. Let's do Cajun night. Yeah. They're super thin. Yeah. In one stack, it would be 43 feet. Okay, so you probably couldn't get away with just dropping a milli in the bucket. Like, they'd see that. They'd see that. You got to write a check. That's how you do that. You just write a check and give somebody
special
a heart attack.
Special episode, Pod Bless, February 17th.
I'm thinking we have Pod Bless Cajun, and we all talk like the guy from...
Troy.
Troy, thank you. Couldn't remember his name.
I'm talking like the put it on a stale cracker, man.
What?
You don't know? You've never seen that guy?
I have stale no cracker. Clue what
you've
you're
seen that guy. He's from Louisiana and he cooks and he's like legit. He's
we all talk like Ed Orgeron. We just Louisiana.
I can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got it. Write a million $1 checks. I'll cash every one of them.
Stale cracker, do.
I have no clue.
That's
gotta
suck your lady at the bank at that point. It'd be so great that if you got it from the bank, like they had to count out the million to give you, and then the church went right back to the same bank and were like, we're depositing.
Apparently, from Sarah working at the bank, you have to order that. You can't just walk in because they only have like a set amount of money that they order in for the day or whatever.
Like my buddy worked at a bank. He said some guy used to come pay his alimony in pennies.
Pastor Derek knows him. Yes. Fifth Third used to give us tours in the vault downtown, says Brian. In the middle of the vault would be a table with a million on it. So it would take a whole table to put a million. It's like in the movies when they have like the one briefcase. That just doesn't. Unless you got some uncirculated bills. Because there are still, like, we used to make $500 and $1,000 bills and circulate them. But they stopped doing it because it made it too easy to move large sums of cash for like drug use and stuff like that. So they took the thousands and five. They made bigger ones, but never circulated them. But they took the thousands and 500s out. But they still exist. So if you got enough of those, maybe you could do it in $1,000 bills.
There's a place in Vegas, I think, in Old Vegas, where you can go there and they let you play with like $1 million.
Just like
it's just right there on the table. Swim and in it. Like Scrooge McDuck. Watch you. I mean, I guess I don't know.
That'd be cool.
It's just stacked in the pyramid. Yeah. I remember seeing it. It's pretty cool.
Sweet. So, yeah, that's what I'd do with it. And then I'd, probably take half of it and, like, invest it so it kept making money and then take the other half and just, like, all kinds of different ministry stuff.
Buy us which a is studio. A super.
Oh, yeah, we would have. Well, we would probably move locations. I'm just going to put that out there. Like, if we had that much money, we could. I mean, you could get in a really, really killer spot. But
yeah, we would have a Pod Bless house or something.
That would be cool. Like, not as a studio, but like a
we
little house.
We could all live together, yeah. Pod Bless house.
We could rent out.
That would be so fun.
No.
Can we get a Pod Bless house?
You want to? You live in it, you take care of it, and we'll just come there when we record?
I'll make sure the maid has a job.
Make sure who has a job?
The maid.
You're the maid?
I'm not the maid.
No.
I'll just make sure she retains a job.
I don't want it. I don't. All right. So... Brian has lots of bank information. He says you can't go to the bank and take out that much money.
Yeah.
It's got to be like $10,000, right?
Not even. You have to, over a certain amount, you have to request it. If you tell them you're coming.
You can't cross state lines with like 10 grand. I think more than 10 grand and there's legal problems.
10 grand's the like international thing too.
Yeah. Sweet.
We have to pay taxes and stupid stuff.
Yeah. Taxes.
So if I donate $30 million, I'm going to designate it, and I'm going to think of something really fun to designate it to.
We'll figure it out. I'm not. Hey, that's a good problem to have. That's a good problem to work. Ryan says the limit might be over 2,000. That's crazy. You guys want to bless somebody? Should do that probably, right? Nope. Okay, we can skip it.
I was reading Josh's.
What's a nudio?
Oh, the nudio. We can bring back the
new studio. No, it's new studio.
Oh. Pod bless your heart.
Oh, you guys are talking like a naked podcast or something.
Noah said it.
That's why I was trying to. No, it's a new studio. Oh. That's why they called it that. I said we shouldn't use that on air.
But we do.
But we did just now.
Oh.
We always did, though.
All right, here we go. Pod bless. We're going to bless somebody. This one is, let me just read the heading as it loads. Sorry, it was up.
Well, if you ever teach me the board, we can have Nudio 5.0.
Please learn the board. Here we go. A passenger at New York's LaGuardia Airport hid bullets in a baby diaper and got caught by the TSA because, duh. I don't know what much else to say there, but here we go. From New York City, it was a. This is how. What, you got a question?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I got the answer to that.
Okay, you can't carry more than 10 grand. I think he's right. But opening line to this article: it was a loaded diaper, but not like you would think.
No, didn't hit.
Do you get it? You get it? Okay. Security officers found 17 bullets concealed inside a disposable baby diaper Wednesday at LaGuardia's airport. The TSA said. Officers pulled the otherwise clean diaper. There's where he went wrong. If you use a dirty diaper for that, they don't find it. An otherwise clean diaper from a passenger's carry-on bag after it triggered an alarm in the x-ray machine at the security checkpoint. According to the agency, the passenger initially claimed he didn't know how the bullet-filled diaper got in his bag. And then later, he suggested that his girlfriend put it there. The TSA identified the passenger as a man from Arkansas who was ticketed to fly to Chicago's Midway Airport, but did not disclose his name. Port Authority police cited him for unlawful possession of the 9mm ammunition. Messages seeking details were left with the Port Authority, blah, 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 blah. The diaper disguiser is just the latest LaGuardia passenger to be flagged for packing bullets and sometimes heat. It's a problem that's cropped up over airports all across the U.S. Last month, TSA found a 45 caliber pistol and a magazine loaded with 6 bullets concealed in a pair of Nikes at LaGuardia. Firearms, obviously, are not allowed to be transported unless they are checked in a locked bag, so you can't put them in shoes. In January 2021, they found 13 bullets hidden in a Mentos chewing gum container. People were like,
why? Here's my question. Yeah? This was the initial question. Why do you need 17 bullets?
That's a magazine.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't find a gun.
Huh.
Why don't you just go to wherever you're going and buy a full box?
That's a good point. Why is it illegal to fly?
Well, like, maybe your buddy's sneaking in the gun, and then you're taking the ammo. That's why. Like,
yeah, but that would be connected to the story.
Yeah.
Like, they found the gun on so-and-so.
Well, maybe they didn't find the gun.
Or maybe he checked the gun.
Or maybe he got nailed, and he was like, hey, don't go through TSA.
He checked the gun and just didn't put the bullets.
Yeah, I don't
know. Maybe
think
the gun
would.
Made it through. So I heard a story last week about a guy who made it through TSA with a gun and freaked out when he realized while he was on the plane that he had the gun in the bag. He flew to where he was going, got out of the airport, and he shipped the gun back to his house so that he wouldn't have to go fly again with it. But he made it all the way through with a firearm.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody just didn't. Well, we talked a couple weeks ago about guy that got wrongfully searched, right? And they thought something was wrong in his bag, but it was somebody else's bag, and they let that bag go.
You're not allowed to ship guns you're not. Unless you're sending to, or you are a dealer, or you are sending to.
He
a
must
dealer.
Have gone to. He could have gone to a dealer and said, "Hey, I need you to ship this for me," and then they probably charge him like $20 or whatever.
Could have, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, because you cannot mail a gun unless you're sending to a dealer.
What if you disassemble it?
No.
Huh. Glad we have an expert in the room. Josh says, what if you're going to Baltimore?
Thanks, then Biden. Huh? Thanks, Biden.
When you get off the plane in Baltimore, they just hand you one.
Here's your issue. Here's your state issue.
You check it back in when you leave.
Yeah, don't file the serial number off this. We know. We already know what it is.
Oh, man. I just, the terror, could you imagine being on a plane and accident, like, first off, I don't know how you accidentally take a gun somewhere. Like, you need, if you have a gun on you, you need to be responsible enough to know.
Yeah, but how many people that actually carry a gun every single day? Mm-hmm. It's just another part of, like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get it.
If you carry a small revolver, you don't feel it all the time. Your body just gets used to it. Like, I wear a necklace every day, and, like, I don't feel it.
I know somebody that almost carried a handgun into a Reds game.
I know someone that accidentally carried one into a football game, a high school football game.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No.
But there's no checkpoint on that, though.
No, there, I mean, that's
just. I can see that.
Yeah. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. Someone told me one time they accidentally carried one into a school where they were going to vote. And they just going about their regular day-to-day life, and they went in, and they're in the middle of voting, and they realized, like, oh, oh no. And then they had to
I
get
I would
out.
Just continue. And
then
go.
He remembered he was an American and voted greatly and had a great day.
So don't take a gun to the airport. Apparently it happens a lot. In April, there was a .22 caliber pistol and a box of ammunition with 100 bullets found in a carry-on bag. Guy said he was at the range and forgot to remove. Like, how do you? What if, though, guy's going somewhere. Girlfriend knows he's cheating on her. And she's like, I know how I'm going to get this dude. And she takes a diaper, puts 17 rounds in it, sends it with him. Maybe he had it coming.
You ever seen the videos of where people tape stuff, the water bottles, and put them in people's check-on bags when they're going through TSA?
No.
It's so great. Like, I'm not going to say some of the stuff, but like...
Maybe he got his comeuppance here. Maybe don't cheat on your girlfriend.
Like, if you go on like a boys trip or a bachelor party and like you want them to get stopped by the TSA agent, you just put a water bottle in their bag and tape stuff to it.
I would be pretty upset
that
with
would
you,
be, that would be a real quick way to ruin the trip.
No, that's a way to start a trip off right.
It's a good way to get punched.
It's just a water bottle, but like they have, because you have to take the water bottle out.
No.
Like you don't get in trouble for a water bottle.
I don't want
to
mess with TSA.
But
if
like
I get cavity, if I get cavity searched because y'all put a water bottle in my bag.
It's a good way to punch them out.
We're not going to be friends after that. Like, I'm sorry. That is not funny.
When I was in L.A. last year, the dude in front of me, he like, wore a shirt. He wore a shirt that said, go ahead and touch me. And like he got up to the TSA line, and he said, ain't going through it. And he just dropped his stuff. And he's like, you know what to do. Like,
wait,
they read his, shirt, and they were just like, it's this guy.
Josh says you could ice somebody that way.
Yeah, no, that's what they do. That's one of the things they would do.
That'd be funny.
That's just a good prank, technically.
So we have to bless somebody here. Should we bless the baby that's without a diaper? Or
no, that's lame.
Just imagine.
There's only one person.
We should bless TSA for doing their job, finally.
What if the
a
baby,
real
like,
blessing, not a you're an idiot blessing?
No.
Time out. What if the baby, idiots, like, crapped its diaper and you have to, like, get the bullets out?
That's what I was saying was...
So when I first heard the story, I thought the baby was wearing the diaper. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, that would probably be more effective.
No, I thought the baby was wearing the
diaper.
Well,
they still got to go through a checkpoint, right? Or a metal detector?
Yeah. Metal detectors are not that effective, but whatever. Just putting it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to bless the idiot that took that tried to hide the ammo. He definitely did that. He tried to blame it on his girlfriend, but I mean, he did it, right?
Yeah, why would she put...
that makes no sense. Oh, she threw... the only thing I could think of was, like, if he was an idiot and she was trying to get back at him for something, but I don't... I hope that people wouldn't be that
petty.
That's
what I would say, was I cheated on her and she got mad and threw this.
Yeah. They bomb sniffed it. They're bomb sniffing your baby.
It's just some grown man. We got rid of the dog, but Phil can do just as good of
Woof.
Woof. Oh, my goodness. Arkansas man who, for some reason, tried to sneak on 17 rounds of 9mm ammunition onto a plane.
Pod bless your heart, sweetie.
Only in Arkansas?
Just don't. Josh said his baby got mad that he grounded him, so he did it. The baby did it to him. Like, I'll show you, Dad.
Yep.
Loaded diapers.
I don't even wear these anymore. He's 18.
Mm-hmm. Or another theory I just thought of. Someone's just walking around the airport like a cereal diaper placer. He's got a bag full of diapers with full mags of ammo in them, and he's just dumping them into people's bags when they're not looking.
Or the government did this.
To
set this guy up.
This guy knows how to build engines that can run...
Yeah, he's
off water.
Maybe they thought he was a spy.
Oh, you're talking about that conspiracy theory? I've seen that one. RIP to that guy.
We got snow yet out there, Lex?
Wasn't that Tesla?
No, it was some dude like in the 50s. 40s.
No,
it's Tesla.
He's saying like Nikola Tesla, like the original
Tesla.
Tesla
had some plans, but there's another guy that like really evolved it. And then he got killed by the FBI.
I thought it was
allegedly.
Tesla that...
Don't kill us.
What would you do if the FBI showed up at your house after recording a Pod Bless? We're like, hey, we need to talk to you about some things.
I would talk to them.
I made it.
Yeah. I would talk to them. Like,
I got their attention.
I'd be like,
I have nothing to hide.
I need my lawyer.
I got nothing to hide.
Hey, any press is good press.
No. Technically, unfortunately, he's right. But It's not that you, you wouldn't want that.
You need your lawyer.
I mean, I have no clue why that. What if I could just help them? I've seen some neat water bottles. I missed something there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it didn't come in.
Whatever. So yeah, that's
I should make a false report.
Oh, people, what do they call that?
False reporting.
Swatting.
No, swatting. Thank you. Yeah, it's like when people are watching a live stream and like the, like famous live streamers, and they'll call in like a hostage situation, and they want to see the SWAT team like break in while the live stream is happening. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah.
Recently, I saw where people were like, they're cutting people's clips and then making it say something they're not.
Oh, like
then,
AI? Like,
they'll turn it in and then be like, yo, he yeah. said that he was going to do this.
Oh, Lexi's got something. Did you hear? Say it loud. SWAT flashbang or like flashbang somebody's house.
Her child was in the living room.
Oh my gosh.
Had health problems and is now in critical condition.
Why did they raid her house?
They were at the right house, but the house was rented out to her.
Oh.
They were looking for the guy that lived there before her.
Oh man.
Sounds like somebody's got a lawsuit.
Of her child dying, she was arrested, and all she did was.
Yeah. Wow. Just knock on a door. Maybe.
Should call the hammer.
Yeah.
Like the attorney, Maisel.
444.
Yeah, and they told them they weren't there. Wow. Just, Josh said she's getting paid, brother. She'll need to know what to do with her $300 million. Right? I yeah, obviously she doesn't want her child.
Do you guys ever listen to the Kid Chris show? On WBN?
No.
Funny guy.
They do, like, on Wednesday, they have a segment called Can I Sue? They bring in a lawyer, and people call in and ask questions and see if they have a lawsuit.
I think I tried to listen to that show once, and it was just, like, Chad's laughing. And I'm like, I don't think I want to listen to that.
Yeah.
You know what a Chad is?
Yeah, but it's not that show at all.
No.
Maybe I listened to a bad day.
They have I think they have a girl on there now.
You probably listen to Jeff 700.
I don't listen to any radio, so I don't get that reference.
He's listening to K-Love.
K-Love.
Man, these have stuck.
Positive, encouraging. That's all I got tonight, you guys. Let's get out of here before we get snowed in. White Death.
Yeah, I gotta go to work.
Yeah, go save people from the snow, will you?
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us tonight, Josh. We'll get back with you next week. We're gonna do our special out of studio thing next week. Hopefully, that got a little moved around. But we were able to reschedule that, so we're excited about that. Go get you some donuts from Peace, Love, and Little Donuts this week. And then we'll have some more to talk about that next week, hopefully, or the week after. But thanks for joining us tonight. And if you liked it, go tell someone that you liked it. Go tell your friend. Tell them, hey, you should check this out on Thursday night.
Call your mom.
Yeah. Call your mother.
We want your moms to listen.
Yeah.
Matter of fact,
and your
give
dad's?
Me your mom's number. I'll call her for you.
Whoa. Hey. Noah. All right. All right. On that note, I'm Joey.
I'm Brett.
I'm Josh.
And this is Pod Bless. I didn't know what you were going to say there. Did you just hit on everybody's mom?
I think so. I already got half their numbers anyways.